Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Samich Aleph. Din Gag Hasamuch Rishus Harabim. A Gag that is next to Rishus Harabim. A roof. What does this all mean? Let's now see. Gag Hasamuch Rishus Harabim B'soich Asara Tvachim Ulamala Me'asara Lechatzer. What are we talking about here? We're talking about a roof that is adjacent to Rishus Harabim. B'soich Asara Tvachim. And it is within 10 Tvachim of the ground of Rishus HaRavim, but it's lamala me'asara l'chatzer. But on the chatzer side of the house, the height of the roof from the chatzer is higher than 10. Meaning, if you look at the picture, okay, look at the third picture. If you look at the third picture, you see a situation where the chatzer is below the Rishus HaRavim. So if the chatzer is below Rishus HaRavim, so, and the house is in the chatzer, so that means that from the ground of the chatzer to the roof to the ceiling is going to be higher than from in Rishus HaRabim. From the chatzer to the gag is going to be, let's say, more than 10 tefachim. From the floor of the Rishus HaRabim to the gag is going to be less than 10 tefachim. So that's your situation. So he says, Hovil v'rabim mishtam shimbo. Since the situation is that when the people walk by, they are and they utilize it. Hareze ki Rishus HaRabim. It is like Rishus HaRabim. The Osir lebal hagag lishtamish bo mechatzero, and the owner of the house cannot use it from his chatzer ad sheyaselo sulam kavua, until you put a permanent ladder from the chatzer to the roof. And then it's going to be okay to go ahead and utilize that gag and carry from the chatzer to the gag. Now, what's going on over here? If we're treating this gag like a Rishus HaRabim, because, as you know, if something is, let's say, between 9 and 10 tfachim, right, on the side, right on the side of Rishus HaRabim, and the Rabim utilize it, so that's Rishus HaRabim Mamish. And if that would be Rishus HaRabim Mamish, no ladder in the world would be able to go ahead and take away its status of Rishus HaRabim. So as we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not really Rishus HaRabim, because from the Chatzer, it's Rishus HaYachid. Right? From the Chatzer, it's 10 Tfachim high, the house. So it's a pure Rishus HaYachid, that God. Okay? It's only from the Rishus HaRabim, it's viewed as between 9 and 10 Tfachim. So let's see. Mishnah Berurah. B'soch Asara Tfachim. So on the Rishus HaRabim side, it is within 10 Tfachim of the ground. Dahainu. That is. Shalatzad Rishus HaRabim. Eino Gavoa Asara Tfachim. From the side of Rishus HaRabim, adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, it's not higher than 3 Tfachim. Ulitzad HaChotzer. Hu Gavoa Asara Tfachim. Now, when he says Eino Gavoa Asara Tfachim, first him explain it means, let's assume now between 9 and 10 Tvachim. Because between 9 and 10 Tvachim, that's when it gets the status. It should get the status of Rishus HaRabim, where people put their packages on. Because if it wouldn't be 10 Tvachim high, even on the side of the Chatzer, then lo hayam hani sulam klal. Then a ladder would not help at all. Because then, what do you have? Then you have mamish, an entity that is 9 Tvachim high, right on the side of Rishus HaRabim that the Rishus HaRabim uses. And then the whole thing would be having Rishus HaRabim gomor. It would be a total Rishus HaRabim midoraisa kishe Rabim mechad for the love, if the Rabim would rest their packages there. U'kishein mechad for the love, and if the Rabim would not be resting their packages there, if it would be above 9 tvachim, below 10 tvachim, havi yakol padim karmelis, it would be a karmelis. It's only because of al hashta, because now came on the mitzvah lachotzer, sits on the side of the chotzer, who gavoa asar tefachim. It is 10 tefachim high. Yesh al agag toras rishus hayachid. The gag has the status of a rishus hayachid. Umutar lishtamish alav, and therefore the person would be able to use it kishe yesh lo sulam kavua, if he has a ladder that is established there, la losbo mechatzero legago. That if he has a permanent ladder from his chatzer to go up to the roof from his chatzer, the bezeh, this is the key. Gale daito de misalek legago mimnei Rishus HaRabim. He shows that He is not allowing, and he doesn't want the Rishus HaRavim to utilize his Gag, and even if they use it, they're not using it with his Rishus. Vein Shayech Raklo, and therefore, it is viewed as only his Gag. So what's happening here is, the Chachamim, even though this is Rishus HaYachid Gamor, why is Rishus HaYachid Gamor? Because on his Chatzer, to the roof, it is Mamish Rishus HaYachid. But because the Rabbim use it, and vis-a-vis the Rabbim, it's Nine Tvachim, Midrabanan, they gave it the status of treating it like Midrabanan and Rishus HaRabbim, unless he went ahead and he did what? Unless he went ahead and he put a permanent Gag there. V'imitzad Rishus HaRabbim Gavala Asara Tvachim. Now, what happens if, even from the side of Rishus HaRabbim, it's 10 Tvachim? So you'll say, okay, so that's Rishus HaYachid, what's it talk about? Ein tzarech sulam. You don't need a sulam. That's pasha. But now look what he says. Im agag nomuch pachos me'asara. What happens if the gag is below 10 tefachim? Mikol tzad. So then, l'chayr, it should be a problem, right? It should be like Rosh Rabban Gomor. But guess what? Uvesocha oma amok asara tefachim. But you know what? There's a dugout ground on the bottom of the bayis. So from the ground level, it is below 10 tefachim. But you dug into the house, under the ground. So now inside the house, you have 10 tefachim of height. You dug out the karka inside. So inside the house, you have 10 tefachim. But from the outside of the house, you have less than 10 tefachim, both from the chatzer side and from the Rishus HaRabim side. So there, the Das HaMagen Avram, the Ein Tzarech Sulam. The Magen Avram says you don't need a sulam. Why? The Ein Shein Karmelis Alav Chal. Because that doesn't get the status of a Karmelis at all. Do Rishus HaYachid Gamor. There's no reason to make it and have it view it as domed to a Rishus HaRabim, like a Karmelis, if it's mamish, 10 tefachim from the ground inside, totally from the inside. However, Rabbi Me'achronim Cholkim Alav, many Achronim argue, and they hold Daitam, Dimidraban, Shem Karmelis Al Gabo Milamala. What are you talking about? On the top of the Gag, it's going to be viewed as a Karmelis. Why? Kevan Shehu Namuch Me'asara Tefachim Mikol Tzad. Since it's less than 10 tefachim from all sides, it's going to have the status of at least a Karmelis, okay? Bitzarach Sulam Matiro. And you're going to need a Sulam to be Matirin. Ubiprat, and specifically, Kisharabim Mechatralam. And if the Rabbim would go ahead and utilize it, guess what? Evshadu Rishus HaRabim Gamor. Al Yadeza, it's possible that it would be Rishus HaRabim Gamor, according to this opinion. Ba'afilu Sulam lo Mahani Lihatiro. And even a Sulam would not help. So it's a big machlokes regarding this house that is on ground level between, let's say, 9 and 10 tefachim, but you dug out another tefach inside. So some say, that's Rishus HaYachid Gamor. Others say, no, it's minimally a Karmelis, and if Rabbim Mekatzvin Alav from Rishus HaRabim, then it might not even have a heter of a Sulam. It would have to, because it would be Rishus HaRabim Gamor. We continue on. Sif Katan Beis, V'Rabbi Mishtam Shimbo. So the case, we're back to our case. Our case being where you have a Rishus, you have a bias that samuch to the Rishus HaRabim, the Gag is only 9 tefachim high. And samuch to the Chatzer, the Gag is more than 10 tefachim high, because the Chatzer is below the Rishus HaRabim. So in that case, where the Rabim utilize the Gag, look at Mishnah Berurah, Sekatan Beis, Mishtamshin, Shemanichim, Kaivayim, put their hats on it, the Kalim, and their utensils, Ketanim, Alagag, they put down their items. HaRezek, Rishus HaRabim. So now we're going to spell out what I said. Lav ki Rishus HaRabim, Mamish. Obviously, this is not a Rishus HaRabim just because they put their things on it, Rishus HaRabim. Dihachi, because if that was the case, lo hayam mahani sulam. Then a ladder is not going to help anything. So Rishus HaRabim. El rotz of Omar ke'em Rishus HaRabim. It means it's like Rishus HaRabim because since the Rabim put their things there and it's used by the Rabim, unless he's going to put a ladder there from his chotzer, it's going to be midrabanan viewed like Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, the only time it's going to be good is when he puts a sulam. It's going to be Usher for the Balagag Lishtamish Bo Mechaseros if Katan Dalit. Aval Bagag Mutil Tatal Bakulo. He says something interesting here. He says, even without a ladder, they never treated like a full blown Karmelis. He was allowed to go ahead and utilize on the Gag. The bottom line is, it is Rishus HaYachid. So on the Gag itself, he could go ahead and utilize it even more than Balad Amos even. But from his Chatzer, he can't go ahead and use the Gag from his Chatzer unless there was this ladder, kol shekavo sham sifkatan hay, they established a permanent ladder, The ladder is there all the time. But if at times you just use it at times and he takes away the ladder, you command the lesson like there's no ladder there, and in such a case you'd not be able to utilize the. You would not be able to utilize such a gag from your chatzer. Sif beis. Now we come to the following. It's going to get interesting. Chatzer shenifritza b'milua. A person has a yard, okay, whose walls are. Look at picture two. His yard is right next to Rishus HaRabim. And what happens? The whole fourth wall of the chatzer gets breached, falls down. Oh, or the Yosem Eser. Or what gets breached is more than Eser, more than 10 Amos on that side to the Rishus HaRabim. So what do you basically have? You have your chatzer right next to Rishus HaRabim where the fourth wall was breached. Either the total wall, or if it was a big wall and you had more than 10 Amos, it was breached. So he says, Makom HaMachitza Nidon, the Makom HaMachitza has a din, we'll learn later, called Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, the sides of Rishus HaRabim, Chehu Carmelis. It gets the status of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, which is Carmelis. Kimo, it should be read, Kimo Shula Chatzah, like it's the Chatzah. What's going on here? As you all know, the Chatzah, its fourth wall was broken. So that is for sure, the Chatzah for sure is a Carmelis. But what about the place of the wall? So the place of the wall is what's called like, it has a status like Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Look at picture one. You see picture one? You can't see it so well, but it's like the side of Rishus HaRabim have these like stones that make it to the you can't easily go off to the side, right? It's like a sidewalk, okay? But the Rabim go and use it. So that gets the status of what? Carmelis. It happens to be a Shiloh in the Gemara, whether Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is Rishus HaRabim or not. So we hold the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim in the status of a Carmelis. So he's saying the space of the wall that broke, go to picture two. That line there where the thickness of the fourth wall was, that gets the status of Rishus HaRabim. Let's see this, right? And let's look at now the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif Katan Vav. Hainu Shome, sorry, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. What's this Mataima Machito that's Tzidei Rishus HaRabim? As I just spelled out, the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim Ba'alma, what is the regular Tzidei Rishus HaRabim? That's Kishamamidim Avonim Gedolos, let's say big stones, Oshanots and Yesedos, where stones or pegs are put, some of Chakotel, next to the wall, let's say, of the house. Shelo Yaziku Kronos, so the guy's house does not get damaged by the wagons. Ba'u Avir Shebeinayim, and the space between the pegs and the house, that's Nikra Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, the sides of Rishus HaRabim. Bidino, and its din is Kikarmelis, that's how we paskin. V'asa l'taltel mitocho, and you can't go ahead and carry from it to Rishus HaRabim, because it's a Karmelis, it's not Rishus HaRabim. The Kamash Malon, and what's being taught here, is the Af B'inyanenu, even by us. Af Galekashum Hefsek, even though there's no Hefsek Bein HaChotzer, Rishus HaRabim, there's no pegs there, or anything like that, separating between the place of the Chotzer, right, where the wall of that Chotzer was, and the Rishus HaRabim, Va'ayli Bei Rabim Lehedya, and there the Rabim go in there freely without any, in the case of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, the Rabim use it, but it's not so freely. V'darsi Lehen, they walk on there, Afilu Hachi Ein Dino Rak, its din is like Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, and it's shame, Carmelis Aleh, the shame of the Carmelis, V'asa L'taltel, and you can't carry from Makom Zeh, Shehu Rishus HaRabim, don't forget, the wall could be a pretty thick wall, it could be, right, of that, and it still does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim, it has a din of Carmelis. Bim Carmelis samuch lechatzer mutter. And if what was next to the chatzer was not the Rishus HaRabim, but was a Carmelis, then it would be totally mutter within a Abdal Amos, of course, to carry and transport. Bim Carmelis, as you know, the Carmelis from one Carmelis to another Carmelis, you're allowed to be metaltel. Be metaltel as long as it's less than Abdal Amos. Rishus HaRabim shalanu. However, our Rishus HaRabim, which we treat like a Carmelis, okay. Yesh lahachmir, you should be machmir, because even though we treat Rishus HaRabim like a Carmelis, as you all know, there are days that don't view our Rishus HaRabim as a Carmelis, and therefore you should be machmir and not carry from that Carmelis gamur to our Rishus HaRabim, which we treat like a Carmelis, but not fully like a Carmelis. And we might be makel, and we put an Erev on and things like that, but here in a non-Erev Rishus HaRabim, you should not be makel. And now what does it mean, kemoshu chater? Meaning, Mitzvah Lomar, Kemosha Chotzer Gufa,
The same way the chatzer itself has a shame, has a status of a karmelis aleha, machmas shehu parutz beruach revius, due to the fact that it is breached on its fourth wall, kein hu gam kein makom ha-machitza. So too we treat the area that under the machitza that was breached, right, in that area of the breach. But in Seinu Lemeidin, and we learn from Milashon Zeh, shnei dvarim, two things. Echad, number one, the v'chatzer zeh also letaltel, that in this chatzer you're not allowed to carry kiyim b'toch arba amos, only within Dalet Amos, and Shane is the Mekayim HaMachitza, from the place of the Machitza, the Tocha Chotzer, also Mutil Taltal, you can carry within Dalet Amos, the Tarvayu Shane Karmelis Aleh, because both of them have a status of Karmelis, who could delay the Sivin Shem Vav, Siv Beis V'Gimel. Okay? And as you learn, number one, that the Chotzer itself has been breached, and it's treated like a Karmelis, but not only the Chotzer, but the Makom of the breach, where the wall of the Chotzer was, is also treated like Karmelis. Now we move on. And now we're going to start looking at the pictures below. In the more clear pictures. What happens, now we're coming to a new case here. What happens in Nifratz Bekeren Zavis? You have a chatzer. If the wall of the chatzer wasn't totally breached, the fourth wall, but rather there was a breach in the corner. Look at the corner, like a right angle. There's a breach on each side at the corner of the chatzer. Afilu bepachas meyas eser. Even if the breach on each side of that wall is less than eser, look at it. Yeah, look at this, the picture four. Look at picture four. Even if the breach at each corner, at each edge of the walls, are less than Eser, it's Eser because the corner has been breached. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan ches, bin nifretz bekeren zavis, rezon alomar, sha'ab pirza achla b'shtei aksolim. It means that this breach ate up, meaning knocked off the two walls of the chatzer, b'sofa at the end, ze eitzel ze, one next to the other, forming a right angle of empty space. Look at picture 5. If the pirza was in other spaces of the kosel, afilu haya b'shtei ksalim, even if it was in two walls, kol she'im b'chol pirza, as long as each pirza did not have more than yoser me'eser amos, shari, because it's viewed like what? Like Pesach. Remember we said, if you have pirzas that are less than 10 amos, even if on two walls, they're viewed like entrances. Okay, here, look at picture four. Here, the whole end of each of the walls connecting to each other have been breached, creating a right angle of empty space. Tosfos holds, even in a case, when we said that in a case where two walls, okay, were breached, but not at the right angle, not at the corner, it's okay. It's only if there's more wall then breach. Halav hachi aser, otherwise it's aser, when the pirza is b'shtei ktalim. He says, if the pirza is in two walls, you need to have on those two walls more omeid than parets. Chain kasav arajba, b'avodes hakodesh. Now we continue on, sifkat and test, b'pachus mi eser aser, if it's less than 10, it is going to be aser, even though normally we say 10 amos is what makes it aser. Because you can no longer call, this is the aside, at a corner you can't call it a Pesach. It's not an entryway. The Pischa b'keren zavis lo av yinchi. No one makes a doorway, okay, out of a keren zavis. There's no, right, you don't make an entryway on two ends of walls connecting to each other. But dafkeli your pirza aminim kei. But it's only if it's a total pirza. Only if it's a total breach. Look at picture 6, right on top picture on the left. When you put up a Tzuras HaPesach, see that line on top? A Tzuras HaPesach, b'chol shekein imatzah shnei mezuzos. Look at this next picture. If you put up two doorposts, umashko, but imamish had a lintel on top, b'vadai shein Pesach, then it has a status of a Pesach according to even what we're saying now, because it's not in a totally empty corner. B'shari, and therefore it will be permitted. But if it's a totally empty breach on the corner, without any tzuras haPesach or doorpost, it's going to be usher, because it's not a Pesach. The mistavra, because mistavra in maya pirza pachus. Then he says as follows: if the pirza was less than an amma, then even though it's a corner, ain't la achmir. It's not to be machmir. Achein mavarz hakodesh larajba matzasi the mishlosh etzvachim.
Yad arba tzvichib shnei lechayim. The maya arba ain't la hechsher achi ani tenu me arba vechulei ayin sham. So he says that the svara is that, number one, before he got to the Avodas HaKadosh in the Rajba, he says that even though a corner is a problem, and even if it's less than 10 amos on each wall, a corner is going to be a pirtza that will make it turn it into a carmelis. However, he brings down Prima Godin, who says less than an amma on each of the two sides of the corner will be okay. Now, he then says that the Rajbah in the Avodas HaKodesh says, no, even less than an amma is going to be a problem. And he says, from 3 to 4 tefachim, you're going to need to put up 2 lechis in order to seal it. V'imhaya arba, ein lo hechsher, and if it was already 4 tefachim, there's no hechsher until achi amitena me'arba, unless you lessen it to less than arba tefachim, in order to allow this chatzer to still retain its status of a rishus hayachid. Otherwise, it will be a karmelis. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, v'chein bayis shenifrat b'keren zavis. If a corner of a house gets breached totally, same thing like as a chatzer, but it's a house. Afilu b'pachos me'eser, even if it's less than 10 amos, v'nifrat gam akeroi, ad shenishar ba'al chason. And not only was the corner of the house totally, the corner of the house totally collapsed, but also the roof above it collapsed, so that now what you have in that corner on the roof is a diagonal usser. It's going to be usser as well in the house. The reason for this is, as we're going to see coming up, that in a house, if the whole fourth wall is breached, you have the principle of pitikra yeri v'seisim. The edge of the roof will shoot down and will act as a machitza. The edge of the roof, pitikra, edge of the ceiling, edge of the roof, will seal in that fourth, will extend downwards and fill in that fourth wall. Here, it will not be able to go ahead and fill in the wall. The reason why it won't be able to go ahead and fill in the wall is because, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, pitikra has to be shavah. It has to be a straight lined roof that will shoot straight down. And once it goes diagonal, it will butcher the pitikra. Let's see it inside. Don't say that the bias is different. The afal bidein lahatir machmas pesach. That even though we can't be matir and view the corner as a pesach, as a doorway or entranceway, when they shuv karens others, because it's in the corner, mikol makom ika mishum, you might say it's okay because you have the principle of pitikra, ika mishum pitikra shal gabo yorei v'sosein. That we know pitikra is the edge of the tikra is halachically views that it goes down and it seals off the wall below the tikra, below the pitikra, below the, you know, it's the pitikra, that edge shoots down. Kamash melon depamim leka mishum pitikra. And it's explaining that there are some times you don't have pitikra. And this is going to give an example. Yud Beis. This case is the case. Achanisha ba'achason. That when the corner is breached with the roof above it and the ceiling above it, so you can no longer say pitikra de bezesh eina keirui shava, since the roof is not even and equal. Lower meaning, we did not say pitikra yoyev seisim. We did not say that the pitikra can go ahead and shoot down and seal the area below, because it diagonals inward where the roof piece above the breach was also collapsed. Now we move on. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval pirtza she'ena b'keren zavis. What happens if you have in a house a breach that's not in the corner of the house? So there, since it's in the house, we say the principle aminan ba pi tikra yori the saisim. We see that the edge of the ceiling of the roof shoots down, seals it. Even if the breach is greater than 10, but there's one klal. As long as the pitikra is not a edge of a roof or ceiling that is slanted downwards, the lekapek, because then it will not have any thickness of an edge of the roof, because it's slanted downwards, and there needs to be some thickness to the ceiling, to the roof, in order for it to go ahead and seal below. It's the thickness that goes ahead and is expanded downwards. If there's no thickness of that tikra, like you have in a slanted roof down, you not say pi tikra. So let's look at Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Afilu b'yoyseh me'eser. Afilu im hayazeh gam kein bimlo kol hakosel. The truth of the matter is, even if the whole fourth wall is breached of a house, And there's no pieces of wall at all left on the fourth wall. That would also work. Bitikra would work for the whole fourth wall. He says, he doesn't spell out, he doesn't spell out whether it's Bitikra only works on one wall, Kishu Parutz, when it's that one wall is breached. Then we say, I mean, even if two walls are breached, we say Bitikra. This is because there is no psak at all on this. He doesn't have any particular psak on this, and he leaves it out, as it's implied in the Beis Yosef. However, the Rama in the Hagah, Behagoso, Hitik Ledin, he brings down Alach Lamaisa, the Divrei Atur, the Tur, the Sasam, who he bound lines, Kachitas Aposkin, he holds like those Poskin, the Sphere of the hold, Tafilu Parat Shte Mechitzos, even if two Mechitzos were totally breached. Amrina, we say, Pitikra Yare Vesaisim, that the Pitikra will shoot down totally and seal in both walls. Now we're going to see, that Ukilakamek, we'll see coming up, we'll see that Lab Dafka any two walls. It might have to be two walls that meet each other as opposed to two walls on opposite sides of each other, as we will see coming up. Sifkatan Yudalit, Shalom, Mishupa. Pitikra does not work if the ceiling roof is slanted downward. So in Alomar, this means to say, Alomarina Yorei Vesaisim. You don't say Yorei Vesaisim on a slanted roof. Rak Kisha Tikra Chalak. Only when the roof is straight and smooth, not when it's going down on a slant. Aval lo kishu mishupa, not when it is slanted downwards. Kein kagin, like our gags, like our roof, shalanu, sha'onin bishipua, that are on a slant downwards, on a slope, so that the water, right, drains straight down. Imlohaya tikra tachteha, unless there was some ceiling below it, if all there was a rooftop that was coming down on a slant, we did not say bitikra yoreid b'saisim. And now finally, the Rama, yesh omrin deva inen gam kein berocha vakeroi arba tfachim. Now those that say you need to have at least a width, a shear of the roof, has to be of at least four tfachim, has to be four tfachim of ceiling area that will go ahead and shoot down a wall of that is at least four tfachim coming from the keroi, coming from the pitikra. The yesh omrim sifkat tesvav b'chein halacha kumo shulasati. That's the halacha like you write in the bear halacha. The ba'inan arba tfachim. What does that mean? The ba'inan arba tfachim. So alomar the azarina pitikra yoreid v'soisim. That's when we say pitikra is yoreid v'soisim. Lo dami lekaros mavui bi'alma, and it's not equivalent to the kora of a mavui that a tefach is enough. The koras mavui. Any time you require a mechitza, it has to at least be, you need a ceiling to at least be 4 tfachim wide of ceiling. It has to be 4 tfachim of width of ceiling for it to be viewed as ceiling to create a mechitza. Then we'll say, so same. Finally, the Rama ends off, Amina pitikra yare the saise mafilu b'shtei mechitzas. So here you see, as we mentioned before, the Rama takes a position like the Torah that we say pitikra yorei v'saisim, even when we're talking about two mechitzos, im yesh kan shtei mechitzos shleimos, if there are two mechitzos, full mechitzos, dvuka zu bezu, that are attached to another. In other words, you need a two mechitzos, full mechitzos of this area that are attached to one another on a right angle. Aval zu kineged zu, but however, if you have two walls of a house, just the opposite walls intact, but two other opposite walls totally breached, then you would not say it according to this position. This is because the mechitzos that fell down have on top of it, okay, this pitikra. And if it has on top of it a pitikra, it will shoot down on both empty, breached walls. Since you have a situation where the right angle of the two existing walls hold up the whole ceiling, even above the empty area below. But if it's two walls, one opposite the other, with total empty space in between, a breach on both sides, opposite sides, then we say, it looks like that it's totally breached through and through. If it looks like a scenario where you can just go cut straight through, it's like a tunnel straight through that goes in and out, and that cannot be viewed as a pitikra situation. Ad kan